Every story must start at the beginning, of course. As the old song goes, it's a very good place to start. To tell this story correctly, we need to go back. Well, actually, forward in time. Forward to the present day. And we need to go to a specific place, Boston, Massachusetts. Think of two boys and two girls. They're all 12 years old and in sixth grade, but they go to separate schools. Until recently, these kids didn't know one another. David Williams is tall, thin, and African American. Isabel Alvarez comes from the Dominican Republic. Luke Borowicz is a white kid with mild ADD. Julia Brennan is blonde and goes to the very expensive all-girls Windsor School. Reader, I'm not trying to be all politically correct or multicultural here. It just worked out that way. They call themselves the Flashback Four. If that name sounds familiar, it's probably because you've read Flashback Four, The Lincoln Project, or Flashback Four, The Titanic Mission, or Flashback Four, The Pompeii Disaster. If you haven't read those books, it's okay. You'll still enjoy this one. You really should read the first three, though. If you have read them, even better. But just in case this is all new to you, a little background information is in order. David, Isabel, Luke, and Julia were recruited by a billionaire named Chris Zandergoth, usually known as Miss Z. In her younger days, Miss Z dropped out of Stanford University and made a fortune by creating an online dating service called Find-A-Mate. It was so successful because she figured out a way to hack into the computers of the NSA, National Security Agency, which collects emails, texts, and lots of other information about every man, woman, and child in America. Using a very sophisticated algorithm, Find-A-Mate made it easy to match up compatible people. The NSA never even knew their network had been broken into. Either that or they decided to keep it quiet to avoid public humiliation. Hackers don't like getting hacked. You would think that starting a hugely successful dating site, making billions of dollars, and bringing together lots of happy couples would have been enough to make Miss Z feel satisfied with her life. But she wasn't. So she spent a big chunk of her Find-A-Mate fortune, billions of dollars, to create a super sophisticated, high-tech, state-of-the-art smart board. You know the smart boards you have in your school? Well, this one makes those smart boards look like dumb boards. It's a smarter board. Why? Because it functions as a time-traveling mechanism. It's called, simply, the board. Go ahead, laugh. You've seen it before. You saw that movie Back to the Future. You've seen countless TV shows about people who traveled through time. But this thing works. Don't ask me to explain how. Don't even try to understand the technology. It's for super techies. With the board, it's possible to input any date, time, place, and voila, the person standing in front of it will be sent there. It works. You're going to have to trust me on this one, reader. Why would Miss Z invest her fortune in such a crazy device? Simple. She has two passions in life, history and photography. After developing the board, she recruited the Flashback Four to travel back in time and shoot photographs of historical events that were not photographed when they first took place. For instance, Abraham Lincoln delivering the Gettysburg Address. There's no photo of it. There were photographers there that day, but Lincoln was finished in 2 minutes, and the photographers didn't have time to set up their cameras. Another example, the Titanic. There's no photo of it sinking. One more, Mount Vesuvius as it was erupting, just before it buried the city of Pompeii in rock and ash. Photography didn't even exist when that happened. So, Miss Z sent the Flashback Four back to the year 79 to take that picture. Those missions weren't easy. Luke, David, Isabel, and Julia experienced things that no kid should ever have to live through.